from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Jota Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Monday morning. Well, an awful lot to digest from the weekend. A lot with the Phillies, obviously, as they get some wins, they drop one, they get a bad Taiwan start, and an unbelievably horrendous decision by Rob Thompson yesterday. We'll get to that. A lot on the Eagles as well. You know, their season starts now in just 18 days. So 18 days to Brazil, obviously just a couple days for another game, but the real game in 18 days. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, bud.
The aorta, the blood vessel in your body, is an inch in diameter, which is about the size of a garden hose.
So it's very important. It's very small.
Your aorta? No, it's very huge.
How big?
It's a blood vessel the size of a garden hose.
I don't know what that means.
That's huge. You know what a hose looks like?
Well, there's all sorts of hoses.
Okay, so the big green
Roberto
hose.
Clemente had a hose. You throw the ball from right field. They call that a hose.
Yes, that is one colloquial way to refer to
it. Right, then there's other hoses.
Sure, in Philly sports.
How are we all doing?
Oh, we're off and rolling.
Anyway, garden hose.
Yes.
That's big. That's your aorta. It's much bigger than I would have expected. You think that seems small?
A
garden hose is in your body.
So here's the irony,
pumping
John.
Blood.
I really wasn't paying that much attention because I got Rob
that's
Thompson
what I
on my
up
mind.
On. Yeah.
All right. So can we get to this, ladies and gentlemen? Like, this is very aggravating. You know, there was so much to feel so good about with this weekend. I mean, for one thing, it does feel to a large extent like the Phillies got back on track. Okay? It does.
Yes.
I mean, they'd won a couple in a row. They reestablished, you know, a guy like Trey Turner who hadn't been hitting hits.
They're manufacturing runs at times.
All that
Holy
stuff.
Holy cow, Christopher Sanchez. Let's not forget
correct.
That. Second complete game of the season.
Very
this young
important.
Man is really doing it.
Yep, very important. And you got the alumni weekend thing, which was always well done by the Phillies. And the guys love coming back. I mean, they vibe with the organization. They're proud of it. So a lot of good tidings. And we'll take your calls on the positive side at 215-592-9494. And, John, you're right.
Bryson Stott's going again a little bit, which is great.
And Sanchez may be the most important of all of them, either him or Trey, because, you know, these are guys you're going to need come October. And I think the whole thing is through the umbrella of October. And what the lead up to that represents. However, ladies and gentlemen. It is a shame when an otherwise fantastic weekend is spoiled by something at the end. And I don't mean the loss at the end. That's going to happen from time to time. Matter of fact, it's going to happen for a great team about 60 times a season. I accept that. I got no problem with that. It was the decision by Rob Thompson yesterday to not use Bryce Harper or JT in the ninth inning. It was the decision that, to me, in many ways, spoiled the weekend like a bunch of rotten eggs. Let's just rewind this for a second. All right. So it's a Sunday. You know, there's 30-something games to go in the season. Bryce, you're off. JT, you're off. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I mean, these guys are veterans. They've played a lot this year. They've played a lot of games in their career. I totally accept that. But to not feel that they can grab a bat in the ninth inning, warm up a little bit, stretch a little bit. You know, it might rope a double or a triple, might have to run. You don't want to pull your groin like DeCamera did 5 years ago. All right, stretch, get a little limber, get a bat, and get out there instead of Cal frickin' Stevenson or Garrett Stubbs. John, it's embarrassing. It's an embarrassing line of thought by Rob Thompson to think. And by the way, well, you got this 7-game lead over the Braves. You got a half a game lead over the Dodgers for home field advantage. You also have, and this has really gotten really close, you've got a 1-game lead on the Milwaukee Brewers for what, if you go behind the Dodgers and behind the Brewers, you're now in the wild card round of the postseason. Like, that is suboptimal, all right? So yeah. I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. If you think I'm right that we have a justified gripe, let's rock and roll, 215-592-9494. If you think I'm wrong, and you think Rob Thompson with his adherence, and he, you know, this is not a one-off. I mean, we've seen this before from Rob Thompson. Here's the way I frame it. Here's what Rob Thompson strikes me as. And I love the guy as a guy. I respect him a ton as a guy. I respect him as a manager. He's done a lot of good things, right? His years in baseball. But he's got an adherence, a stubbornness to doing things a certain way that I can only sum up this way. And it reminds me of the worst of some of the former managers and coaches in Philadelphia sports history. It's what I call this. I do what I do because that's what I do. It's unacceptable. I do what I do because that's what I do. That's what Sirianni did last year when he didn't change the offense.
That's what
Chip Kelly did in 2015. That was the worst of Andy Reid. And guys, you know I'm a pro Andy Reid guy, and obviously he was a very good coach here and has become a truly all-time great coach with the Kansas City Chiefs when you add it all up. But the worst of Andy Reid was, we're not going to run the ball. Oh. We're not going to run the ball. Why, Andy? Yeah. Because, well, that's what I do. That's what we do. Like, John, it drives me nuts. And this is about October. This isn't about yesterday. By the way, you're not going to have this scenario in October in that JT and Bryce aren't going to sit and Cal Stevens is not going to start. It's not about that. It's about the decisions come October, like Kimbrel last year.
Yeah.
You can't have this, John.
Undoubtedly, Rob Thompson was wrong yesterday. But we have had soft tissue injuries. We've had hammies.
Yeah.
So that had to factor into his thinking. You know, this feels broken. I hate it because it feels like we didn't really value winning that game yesterday the way I think we're supposed to.
I agree.
It hurts because I really thought this team was back to that place where we were ready to do whatever it took to be great and to be world champion-esque. You know, right on the way back to what, you know, like we didn't skip a beat. Yeah, we dropped down for a little bit. Yep. There was a light little month and a half there. But, man, yesterday was not whatever it took. It was the opposite. Topper left Cal Stevenson in the game. Like, that's everything rode on that at bat. And JT and Bryce are tough as nails. We all know that. And they have today off to recover from their one at bat.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense to me. I wish it did. But
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It does make me wonder if their bodies are in worse shape than I thought at this time of the year. I try to rationalize it and remind myself that, you know, we won 3 of 4 against the Nationals. Yeah. We'd won 4 in a row. Again, we were manufacturing runs, which is exactly what I want to see. It feels like we're pulling out of the potential season slide.
And that feels
good. The nosedive.
Yeah, that's good.
And I try to pull back and look at it from 30,000 feet. I try to make sense of that non-decision yesterday and understand what Topper was thinking. Why would he do this? But the message that he's sending to this team, when things finally appear to be turning around, it feels soft.
It
and
does.
To me, soft is the worst word you can associate with your team, so I hate it. That's the way it just feels wrong.
John, I
agree.
This
team shouldn't feel so soft. This decision is a soft one, and I hate it.
Look, we've obviously seen, and it's been discussed, and we really want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. Not that decision, or two decisions, if you want to include the Garrett Stubbs at bat, but John, I agree. Cal Stevenson at bat, the more important one, because you got one on and no out, and you really got an opportunity here. All right, and I know you got a right-handed pitcher up there. I get all that, and JT... Well, that's on JT. I mean, Bryce obviously a lefty. This is just a scenario where, to me, there's so many ways to go. And, of course, the whole weekend's on the table. Alumni weekend was great. Getting back on track, John, as you're talking about, to a large extent, getting back on track is great. But, guys, let's remember, I mean, the Dodgers and the Brewers are on the Phillies' butts. They're right freaking there. And there's 38 games left, and I'm telling you, these are the kind of decisions, in my opinion. I don't know if John Middleton signs off on it or not. I've got to imagine he asks about it. John Middleton is way too knowledgeable and passionate, and by the way, like attending all the games. There's no way this just lapses past him. So if you're Middleton and this happens, like if I'm Middleton and my team loses in October, and especially if they lose in October because they don't have home field advantage, very possible. Or if they lose in October because more of this, and again, I think Kimbrel last year is an all-time example. Obviously, Mitch Williams in 93 is an all-time example. When Fregosi used Mitch in Game 6, when, you know, I think we all knew he should not have and knew it in the moment. Again, it's what I call, and the irony, John, is you probably get on my case a lot for this, but I'll say it again. Because I do this myself in some ways in life. I'll admit that.
That's big of you.
But it's not good. I do what I do because that's what I do. Don't do that. Do what you should do in the moment to give yourself the best shot at whatever. Whatever you're trying to achieve in life. And I know there's something to be said for a certain adherence to things that have worked in the past. I'm not pushing that aside. But what I'm telling you is, like, we know basketball and football, primarily, more than any other sports, have brought, John, you used the word soft, and I think it's the right word, have brought a different mentality from a training standpoint, a physicality standpoint, to the implementation of, from a practice and a game standpoint, what the basketball they call load management, what in football is, you know, where you know, you're something's off on certain levels, you're fluid, so let's not practice today. Oh, let's not practice, right? All right. And we largely hate it. We've come to accept it to an extent because we understand there are scientists, there are doctors, there are trainers that do know more than us. And so I relent that, you know, the way it was done in 1955 probably isn't exactly the way it should be done. However, guys, let's not overthink this here. Let's not reinvent the wheel. We're asking Bryce Harper or JT to grab a freaking bat, limber up, go stand in the batter's box, try to get a hit. That's the ask. It's not that hard.
No.
It's a lot easier than asking Joel Embiid to go play an NBA game for 40 minutes 82 times a year.
I could, yes.
You know, this isn't that.
It feels small, but then when you take a step back, you think about the Trey Turner, the hamstring, you know, we got Bryce with the hamstring because they are, JT and Bryce are both, look, they're not spring chickens
no,
either.
They're not.
And as you get a little older, it takes you a little longer to get limber. I can tell you that from experience.
But John, how
staying
can you,
loose is harder.
How can
I
you,
understand that, yeah. but it's still. But the bottom line is you're supposed to value winning games. I do think it would have done something, you know, nice springboard to have five in a row under your belt. That is not a good team that we lost to yesterday, so that feels a little shameful as well.
Yeah.
But the worst part is the softness.
Yes.
That is not something I associate with the Philadelphia Phillies.
With anything Philadelphia. It's like telling your kid, I want you to go study, but only do it for 45 minutes because an hour and 15, it might be too much. Like, come on. What are we doing here? What is Rob Thompson thinking? And again, you don't have a 10-game lead on all the teams. You have a big lead on one, on the Braves. You got a half-game lead on the Dodgers, a one-game lead on the Brewers for the one and the two seed. Knock it off, man. And this could, if I'm Middleton, this could cause Rob Thompson the job, the gig at the end of the year. I'm serious. Especially if you see more of this in October, like let's go back to Kimbrel or whatever player will be struggling come October, second week of October. Used them all 6 months. Used them last week. Let's use them again. Let's not. Joe to Cameron, John Rich, your phone calls on these topics. And again, I don't want to push aside the majesty of Alumni Weekend, which I think we all enjoyed. I mean, how can you not? And obviously getting a lot of wins prior to yesterday, including the reascension, if you will, of Christopher Sanchez, which is really important come October. Trey Turner, really important come October. Your thoughts on all of it. Can you make any sense of what Rob Thompson did? And how much does it tick you off? Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.